was really, you know, a terrific experience for people, and they get very well educated on the California sea lions that we have here. We have two rescues here now that were abandoned and stranded in San Diego. We worked with a group out there, rescue group, and so we have those pups here, and they're doing terrific. So the Sea Lion Show is really a top attraction. The Shark Tank is 120,000 gallons, and you know, there's a great deal of species in there. That's, you know, of interest to people. You know, and our penguins are, you know, probably, you know, if we put a TikTok video out on penguins, you know, it gets a ton of hits. Mm-hmm. So the penguins are of interest. Right now, unfortunately, there is a bird flu out there. And I don't know if you've heard, but there's some, you know, natural situation where birds are dying, ducks are dying, all the fowl are dying from this virus. Mm-hmm. So our birds, our penguins are off exhibit currently, unfortunately, but hope to have them back. We're just monitoring the cases across the tri-state area because birds travel over air, and well, when they have their droppings, they could be spreading this virus. So, but penguins are most popular also. And then there's all the different interactive experiences. You know, I mean, we have our tour boat that goes down the river, which is really a very great educational experience on the Peconic River, which is a, you know, beautiful estuary, the most important estuary on the east end of Long Island. We have a snorkel experience. You know, people do the snorkel experience. They say, oh, yeah, I've done that in the Bahamas or the Cayman Islands. Yeah, you can do it right here in Long Island now. So, you know, with tropical fish. So that's a really cool thing. And we have mermaids on Mondays with that. So that's always fun. The kids love that. So, you know, those things are just, you know, people just take in the aquarium as a whole and really enjoy what we offer. And some people really love the butterfly exhibit. So photographers coming in and just shooting that all day. So it's a full day experience. I mean, we really have built a resort destination here. It's not just the aquarium. I mean, we have the Hyatt Hotel. We have a 100-room Hyatt Hotel on the river. We have outdoor dining grill on the river. You know, I mean, the bar is right on the water's edge. And then we get, you know, people can canoe and kayak. So it's an extended weekend when you're, you know, coming out here, because you can stay overnight at the hotel and enjoy the aquarium, you know, go to the marina and rent kayaks or stand up paddle boards. And the river, and this part of the river, is absolutely beautiful. It's a no wake zone. It's narrow. You know, it's not rough. And, you know, if you're inexperienced at paddling, you can get out there and enjoy it. So people can spend a really nice time here. And then, of course, we're in the East End region of Long Island, right? So you got 50 vineyards on the North Fork, and you got the Hamptons towns and the beaches and Montauk. And there's just a great deal to do when you come out to enjoy the town of Riverhead, the aquarium and the Hyatt, and then the East End.
You actually segued really nicely into another unique aspect of the aquarium I want to get into right now, Brian. I'm Pete Rizzo. You're plugged into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI. And today I'm speaking with Long Island Aquarium Executive Director Brian DeLuca. Now, some friends of mine got married at the aquarium a few years back. And at the time, I have to admit, I remember thinking, wow, like an aquarium seems like kind of an unusual place to have a wedding reception. That is until I saw the pictures of the hall. It's beautiful, and it made total sense to me right then and there. How has activity been for you with married couples booking their receptions at the aquarium?
So it's a really tremendously unique experience. There's no question about it. You know, the walls are alive, right? So you go to a standard catering hall. Some are absolutely beautiful. Some are unique. But, you know, the uniqueness of this property that, you know, your guests will come in and have a table. Well, they'll start with cocktail hour, and they can walk around and meander around the aquarium and see all of the beauty that we have. And then they're sitting at a table that's in front of one of the tanks. And it's just, there's nothing like it. There's nothing else like it anywhere in Long Island. And, you know, we've had our same chef for 20 years. So, you know, our team, it's all built in. There's no outside service that does anything here. It's our own team. We have our own a service team, sales team, operations team, and catering staff. So, you know, and culinary trained at Johnson & Wales. So, you know, we've got an excellent team, and we really deliver. So the uniqueness of the aquarium is really unparalleled. In addition, those people that really want a standard or a more common ballroom look and not have the uniqueness of the aquarium, they could do their cocktail hour in the aquarium, which is really very cool, of course, and then go into our ballroom, which is, you know, now very elegant with chandeliers and, you know, giant staircases for your photos and marble and really very beautiful, overlooking the marina, you know, so you're overlooking the water. And so it's just a beautiful setting, elegant setting. But you can have both worlds, that you can do your cocktail hour in the aquarium or outside by the koi pond along the river, depending on the time of the year, and then come in for your traditional elegant ballroom. So we offer it all, and our, you know, team does an excellent job, and, you know, recovering from COVID and all that went on and changing dates and masks and no masks, and, digging out of that now, and, you know, and booking, and, it's going well. And, you know, having the hotel, you know, steps away at the Hyatt here on Main Street in Riverhead is really important for people. It really, you know, the people that come in, it's a, I'll say a destination wedding, that's a B destination. You're not going to Jamaica, you know, or Puerto Rico for your wedding, but it's still a destination for families to come in and spend the extended time together and take in what we all have to offer here, which is a tremendous amount at our resort destination.
Indeed. I saw some of the photographs of their wedding, and it was just outstanding. Brian, do you get visitors from outside the Long Island area at the aquarium? And if so, where do they come from?
Yeah, so we get, I mean, sure, the huge percentage is Suffolk and Nassau County, of course. And then, you know, we start getting a percentage of the boroughs. But there's a good 8 to 10% of our attendance that is from out of the state and out of the country. The Hyatt brand is a good international brand. So we get people coming from France and Germany. So they get to enjoy the East End. You know, I think there's been a lot of people that, you know, over the years have done I Love New York and they do Broadway and so forth. And we're starting to see a little different shift and people coming out east and taking in the, you know, the beauty and the vistas and the farmscapes and doing the breweries and the vineyards. And then, you know, of course, going out to Montauk and taking that all in. And they'll spend a couple of days with us. And then they'll go up to New England, take the ferry up to New England for those that are coming from out of the country. Germany is also a big location where people are coming from. So those really are probably our two leading is Germany, France, and the UK. And they're definitely coming and they're taking in. And they take longer vacations than us Americans, us fools that only take 5 to 7 days off. And they're, you know, they're spending, you know, 4 or 5 days here and then moving on to, you know, going to New England, going to Boston and what have you. So, yeah, it's we definitely get a nice assortment of people. It's fun to walk around the pool.